USA Radio News.
Regarding a government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president is doing what he can to reach across the aisle.
We'll have more to say about that hopefully a little bit later, about what the president is willing to sign. I might say the administration is extremely flexible on this issue, and we're obviously consulted before I sat down with Senator Schumer and Senator Leahy.
Gun Owners of America and its foundation said they will challenge the Trump administration's new ban on bump stocks and seek a court order to block the rule. The DOJ issued a final rule that would ban the device, which allows semi-automatic weapons to be fired much more rapidly. Actress Penny Marshall of Laverne and Shirley fame is dead at the age of 75. Marshall died Monday night in her California home due to complications from diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A new study on child abuse is out. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The study finds child abuse appears to go up on a Saturday when report cards come home on a Friday. The study looked at data from Florida Public Schools and that state's child abuse hotline, and the researchers say the abuse possibly could be linked to a parent's anger about school performance or behavior. They also note the uptick only seems to be when grades are released on a Friday, with researchers speculating that parents might avoid abusing a child if they know they have to go back to school the next day. The study's findings published in the Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed Representative Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle in the Senate. Kyle was appointed to the late Senator John McCain's seat in September. The Dow was up 83 points and closed at 23,676. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This week marks 1 year since the passage of the Tax Cuts and Job Act, which reduced tax rates for individuals, increased the standard deduction, and cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%. Gary Cohen served as chief economic advisor to President Trump during the tax debate. He was on CBS This Morning and was challenged regarding wages, and he says wages are going up.
I think when you see 3.1% wage growth against 2% inflation, we've got 1.1% real wage growth. For the prior 10 years before the tax reform was done, we had zero wage growth. So we've had real wage growth in the United States for last year. You cannot deny that.
Cohen next addresses the debt problem that we face here in America.
I'm not going to sit here and deny that we've got a debt problem. I think we've got a huge debt problem, and I'll be the first to tell you that. But our debt problem is not a revenue problem. As you just said, our revenue was up this year, even with the new tax legislation. We have a spending problem in this country.
But the revenue would have been higher under previous policy.
It may have been higher. You don't know that. You don't know that. You know, the interesting thing is you say the revenue would have been higher. We don't know if the 500-plus companies that went out and gave bonuses to their workers the weeks after the tax plan was enacted, we don't know if those bonuses would have been given. We don't know if some of those pensions would have been funded. We don't know if some of the companies that raised wages right after the tax plan, if they would have been raised or not. So we say it would have been higher. We don't know that.
For USA Radio News,